This is the People of Relic and EKR podcast, a podcast that delves into the minds of the people who work at advertising agencies Relic and EKR. I'm your host, Annabelle Sutton. We've had a lot of fun so far on this podcast, getting to know Relic and EKR's employees in in-depth interview-style episodes. In this new style of episode, we've asked multiple employees the same question. What's a surprising fact you've learned about yourself? Let's see what they have to say. First, we'll hear from Jacqueline Crane.
What's something surprising you've learned about yourself? I think one thing that has surprised me, and this is over time since I was a teenager, is the idea of perfection, OCD, you know, different things like that. I definitely was somewhat still is a huge perfectionist. And I think you can be organized and you can be efficient without necessarily having to be a perfectionist. And I know some people will argue with me. I'm still learning to overcome some of that, but you don't have to be perfect in all aspects of your life, and nothing is ever going to be perfect. So kind of coming to those thought processes and coming to the realization that it doesn't have to be perfect to be good. Your house doesn't have to be clean to be perfect. You know, there's levels of priority that you can have in your life that will make you happy. And it doesn't have to revolve around the perfection of cleanliness or of organization and things like that. So I definitely like to be organized, but I realize there are things that may never be truly organized or to the level of organization that you might want.
Next, we'll hear from Emily Christman.
So I'm actually surprised about how often I'm wrong, which sounds kind of dumb. But I mean, for first impressions, sometimes I'm way off, especially for like experiences that I don't want to do or food that looks like weird and I don't want to try it. That's why I'm always pushing myself to try new things and to, you know, ignore those maybe shaky first impressions and to just go forward, because I surprise myself a lot with things that I really enjoy and things that I never thought that I'd like. And so that's something that I kind of know about myself now.
Now we'll hear from Adam Stoker.
Something surprising that I've learned about myself is that while I am definitely an extrovert and while I talk to everybody and feel really comfortable talking to people, as I've gotten more into my role as president and CEO, I think what I've learned is that I am so much more comfortable either talking to two or three people individually, or like in a small group, or, you know, speaking in more of like an onstage type format. But when I'm in a crowd of people, so say, for example, a trade show, when people are constantly coming through and maybe I'm trying to grab people's attention, or even like the company Christmas party or whatever, when I'm in a situation where I need to talk to a lot of different people and I need to make sure that I'm distributing my attention correctly and everything, it's surprisingly taxing on me. And so, for example, after these trade shows and events and things like that, where I'll have like 50 small conversations with multiple people, I am totally worn out and exhausted. And yet that doesn't happen when I speak on stage. That doesn't happen when I have individual conversations. Or even, you know, spend all day with a small group of people. But for some reason, that type of dynamic where I've got, you know, dozens of small conversations to have in a short period of time, and that I almost feel like I have a lot of environmental factors to keep track of during conversations, that's really hard for me. And it's something that I did not anticipate being the case.
Next, we'll hear from McKenna Olson.
Something surprising that I've learned about myself is probably just how competitive I am. I think growing up, I always played competitive sports and all that, but I think I was able to kind of like compartmentalize the difference between it all. So I would get competitive, but I didn't know how competitive I was until I got older, and then And basically, I started playing board games with my family and friends. And that's when I really learned that I do not like to lose. And I can potentially be a little harsh at times when it comes to it, a little too into it. And so that's, as I've gotten older, that's definitely a trait that has come out. And I need to work on it because it can be very harmful at times. And but it does make things interesting and fun, and a lot of like my friends and family are also competitive, so that's good. But I just have to be aware of my surroundings to kind of keep it in order.
Now we get to hear from Callie Oram.
I would say I'm surprised by how introverted that I can be. I've always been an extroverted, very outgoing person, but as I've gotten older, and honestly, COVID probably had a lot to do with this too, but I found that I really just kind of enjoy being at home, and I still like to get those little spurts of being outgoing, but I really am surprised by my introverted side and how much I kind of enjoy doing that. And again, bringing up my husband again, like he's more introverted than I am, so he's probably rubbed off on me a little bit, and we spend a lot of time at home, and it probably doesn't help that we've moved to somewhere new, and it's not like college where I could just go down the hall and see somebody in my dorm and hang out for hours. So I think I've kind of made myself introverted, which I don't hate. But I found that that's surprising that I don't hate it. And yeah, I think I'm a little bit more introverted than I thought I was.
Next, we'll hear from Corey Osler.
Recently, I have learned that, well, like I was saying a little bit before about, well, I guess these will be separate, so I won't refer to before. So I've learned recently that if I don't consistently, well, I mean, this is obvious, but if I don't consistently get sleep or exercise, then I am prone to anxiety, which I knew ran in my family, but I thought I had avoided all of those things, and I've never really had a problem with that, but it's probably because I was exercising the whole time, so I have learned that. I've also learned that on the spectrum of being too busy and not busy enough, I prefer to be slightly too busy, just because that really helps me feel like I'm accomplishing something, and like, you know, it's action, it's fun. Because if you're left alone with your thoughts, with not something to do, then I don't know. I feel like if I could go insane pretty quickly, I think is something I've learned about myself, is one way to say it.
Now we'll hear from Carrie Hess.
I think I've learned I'm a lot tougher than I thought I was. And I can do really, really hard things. And I learned that about 4 years ago when I went through a divorce. In the beginning of really, really hard things in your life, you think you aren't strong enough and you can't do it. And a lot of that is because you don't want to. Like, I don't want to face these really hard things. And you know what? I don't think anybody wants to learn how tough they are or how tough they can be. But when you get on the other side of it, you're like, I'm pretty proud of myself. I am strong. I am tough.
Next, we'll hear from Shaylee Taylor.
Recently, actually, I discovered that I am neither a morning person or a night person. I used to think, whenever someone would ask me that, I would always be like, oh yeah, I'm a night person. But then I just came to the realization one time that I was like, wait a second. I don't like being up late. I don't like waking up early. I'm not a morning person or a night person. I just enjoy getting enough sleep, to be honest.
Finally, we get to hear from Maggie Curtis.
So something surprising that I've learned about myself is that I hate snowboarding. And that's surprising to me because I grew up skiing. Like when I was a kid, my family would go like probably like once a year-ish. And so I started doing it when I was super young. And I always thought that I would, you know, start snowboarding eventually. Because I always also skateboarded as a kid. And so I just thought that the two would meet and it would be like the best thing ever for me, but I hate it. I have tried to do it so many different times and I just like can't get the hang of it. So that is something surprising that I hate.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you liked hearing the various answers to these questions from our wonderful employees. And we'll catch you next week on another episode of the People of Relic and EKR.